Guided by his example, we walk the righteous path. In the footsteps of the prophet with faith and steadfast. In the footsteps of the prophet with faith and steadfast.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another episode of our program of our series in the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Remember, there are many blessings and virtues in sending salawat upon the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and our minds, the most generous and kind, the last and final Prophet and Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam has stated, من صلى علي صلاة واحدة صلى الله عليه عشرة. That he who recites salat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just one time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows 10 blessings upon that person. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. At the next event in the life of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, previously we heard about the story of Ta'if as well as the story of the jinn, that is when they came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting Quran. Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, he returns to Makkatul Mukarrama. Now when he returns to Makkatul Mukarrama, there is nobody within Makkatul Mukarrama who has given the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam protection. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, even before having entered Makkatul Mukarrama, what does the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sends letters to various people within Makkatul Mukarrama asking for that, you can say, that sense of protection. And one individual the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends a letter to is a person by the name of Mut'im ibn Adi. But Mut'im ibn Adi was one of the nobles of Makkatul Mukarrama, one of the nobles of the Quraysh. He was at this time possibly the oldest leader amongst the people of Makkah. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him why. It was Mut'im ibn Adi, yes, who was against the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if you remember when the Muslims were in the valley of Abu Talib, Mut'im ibn Adi was one of those people who would send them food. But he would sometimes, even once in a year, that is, or once or twice in a year, he would send a camel to the Muslims. And he was also one of those who took part, along with Hisham ibn Amr, who was one of those who took part in ending the boycott of the tribe of the Banu Hashim as well as the tribe of the Banu al-Muttalib. The boycott the Prophet ﷺ was part of, it was Mut'im ibn Adi who went to the Kaaba. Yes, and took that and saw that, took the document and saw that it was only the words of Bismillahumma which remain, only the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which had remained part of the document. He spoke up against Abu Jahl that this should be ended, this boycott should be ended. So Mut'im ibn Adi did possess some sort of a compassion, even you can say, to a sense, for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well as the Muslims. And saw them, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after reaching out to one person, the second, a third person, he also reached out to Mut'im ibn Adi. Other people refused the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Mut'im ibn Adi, he responded positively. Not only did he respond and say, yes, you know, you will be under my protection, but he went to his house, he places on his armor. He puts his armor on. All of his children, he instructs them to place the armor on. They leave Makkatul Mukarrama. And upon having left Makkah al-Mukarramah, they meet the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. They perform or they surround the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, giving the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam protection. And they march within Makkah al-Mukarramah. They bring the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam within Makkah al-Mukarramah. And they exclaim and tell the people that Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is under our protection. And you know, some people they ask that, is he under your protection because you've accepted Islam? You know, why is it that you're protecting him? He says, look, he's asked for my protection, I'm going to give it to him. No, I've not accepted the religion of Islam, but I'm giving him my protection. He allows the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to perform tawaf. You see, when they enter Makkah al-Mukarramah, the first thing they do is they go and perform the tawaf. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performs tawaf, and now he is under the protection of Mut'im ibn Adi, so nobody could attack and attempt to kill him, because if they did so, then it would lead to war. It would lead to war amongst the tribes, and so the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was under his protection. Now next we have a famous, a very, very important event in the life of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the most significant, a miracle of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was his greatest miracle. Now the scholars state that the greatest miracle of Islam, of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the Quran. But some of the scholars would say that this is for the nation of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam too, isn't it? It's for us too. The Quran is for everybody. Whereas personally, the personal miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his greatest miracle, he said, is the what? Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. Yes, the night journey of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. Now the night journey of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam took place around the 12th, 13th year Hijrah. Wallahu alam bisawab. Some people even say it took place later, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. The most authentic is that it took place whilst the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was still in Makkah al-Mukarramah and before the migration from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Al-Madinah al-Munawwarah. What is Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj is given sort of in a way two names, because there are sort of two journeys you can say. The Isra is when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had traveled and journeyed from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Al-Quds al-Sharif. This is known as Al-Isra. And the Mi'raj is when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he journeyed from Al-Aqsa to the seven heavens and beyond the seven heavens, and when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also given the gift of salah. Now the first one, Al-Isra, is stated the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wasallam, he was sleeping in the house of his cousin radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. Whilst he was there, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sleeping, and Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he enters through the ceiling and he sees that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is sleeping. And so he thinks, how do I awaken the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? And he goes and kisses the blessed feet of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wasallam. He kisses the blessed feet, and this is the easiest way. If you were to touch the feet, this is the easiest way to awaken somebody. And it is actually the best way. I don't know how many would actually go and touch somebody's feet. But if you wish to not shake or not to really scare somebody, sometimes you see when some people they are awoken or they touch or they're cold, they become frightened. They become scared. But the best way to awaken somebody with ease is what? By touching the feet, subhanAllah. What does Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam do? He doesn't just touch the feet, but he kisses the blessed feet of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. He then brings the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to the masjid, Masjid al-Haram, to the Hijr, the place, the surrounding, the place around the Al-Masjid al-Haram is known as, or the place around the Kaaba is known as what, the Hijr. They bring the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to that place, and this is where now for the fourth time the shaq al-sadr occurs. So they take the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they lay him down, they split his chest, his blessed chest sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they remove his heart. And they place it, so the scholars state, with zamzam. They clean the heart with zamzam, but in reality, it's not the blessed heart being washed, but rather it's the water being washed with the blessed heart, because the water now becomes a blessed water, doesn't it? So they use the water to wash the blessed heart of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Not cleanse. Cleanse is the incorrect word. To wash, you can say, to wash the blessed heart of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And then the heart was replaced in his blessed body and it was then sealed. A reason the scholars state that it happened at this time was also to prepare the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, because he was going to embark on a journey which nobody had ever experienced before. Yes, this was the vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something not seen before by anybody previously. And this was solely a miracle, specially for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. So once the shaq al-sadr, once this had occurred, then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is raised, and what is brought to him is the buraq. And this particular one was preserved for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is an animal of paradise. And when the buraq was brought before the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was about to mount the buraq, it stated that the buraq jumps up. And the scholars state this was his happiness. It was out of happiness that the buraq had jumped up like this. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mounts a buraq. And when he, upon mounting the buraq, he then embarks on this blessed journey. And this blessed journey, my dear viewers, took the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to many places. He went to a place, and when he came to this place, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi sallam, he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that, come down and pray. Pray some raka'at. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed some cycle of prayer. And then upon having performed the cycles of prayer, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi sallam, he asks him, he says, do you know where you prayed? Where you prayed salah? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, La. He says, no, I do not know where. Where is it I am praying? Salah. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam states that you have prayed salah at the place you will migrate. The place you will come and migrate towards, that is the place where you have just prayed salah. And then they continue on this journey and they go towards another place. And what is this place? This place, my dear viewers, again, as soon as they reach there, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he's ordered to get down and pray. Again, he performs some raka'at of salah there. He is asked, do you know where you prayed salah? And he is told that this is where Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was given the Tawrat. And then they come to a third place. And when they come to a third place, again, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is instructed and requested, inzil fasalli, get down and pray. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again prays some raka'at, some cycles of prayer. He's asked, atadri ayna sallayt, do you know where you prayed salah? And he says, no. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam says that you have prayed at a place known as Baytul Lahm. And this is where Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born. Bayt al-Lahm, known in English as Bayt al-Lahm, Bethlehem, is known in English as Bethlehem, the birthplace of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. A very, very important lesson we can take from this, my dear viewers, is those places which hold some sort of Islamic significance, those places which have some sort of association to the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those places are blessed, and we can pray salah in those places. Praying salah in those places inshallah azza wa jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our prayers. So this journey, you see, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he experiences many, many things. I'm just going to mention quite briefly the journey. This is the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He then continues his journey and said that on the way whilst he was traveling, and this is mentioned in various books of ahadith, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he tells them, he says that I passed by Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam during my Isra, and he was standing and praying in his grave. And so the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sees all sorts of extraordinary things, and he continues on this blessed journey. But what we learn, a very, very important lesson we learn from this, is that the Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, no doubt they are alive in their graves. Of course they are. As well as this Madi views, they pray salah in their graves too. As well as this, they perform many, many actions in their graves. Alayhim as-salatu was-salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for the sake of the blessed prophets. Alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Continuing on this journey, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he comes towards Masjid al-Aqsa. Some have stated, why was this journey? Why Masjid al-Aqsa? Why did he need to go to Masjid al-Aqsa first? Of course, he did not need to go there first, but the scholars have given many, many reasons. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, glory be to only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All glory, all goodness is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One who took his servant, who took his abd in a very, very small portion of the night, min al-Masjid al-Haram ila al-Masjid al-Aqsa. But then what's so special about Masjid al-Aqsa? Its surroundings which we have blessed. So al-Aqsa is a blessed land. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he comes towards Al-Aqsa. All of the prophets alayhim as-salam, every one of them are there, and they send salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They praise and they thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's all for today. Inshallah azza wa jal, we shall be returning with more of our series in the footsteps of the Prophet. Please do join us next time to learn more about the blessed life, the blessed biography of the greatest of all creation sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wasallam. Continue to send salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam.
Guided by his example, we walk the righteous path. In the footsteps of the Prophet with faith and steadfast. In the footsteps of the Prophet with faith and steadfast.